Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. For over 65 years, growing up and still having fun. And what a great place if you're looking for that last day Father's Day gift. One of Jack's locations up and down the Front Range is really going to serve you well. Let's go right to the phones now. And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Andrew Ludwig. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Terry. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. And you're with you're representing the Colorado Wildlife Council. People hear about the Wildlife Council. I think they confuse who they are. You know, we have a Wildlife Commission. We have all these. Tell people what and who and what is the Wildlife Council?
Absolutely. And Terry, you know, I get so excited to talk about the Colorado Wildlife Council because they really are quite a unique group, one that you don't see a lot of other states in the nation having a group that looks to do what the Wildlife Council does. And so the Colorado Wildlife Council was conceived and developed by a coalition of hunters, anglers, and conservationists across the state, really looking to preserve the hunting and fishing rights here in Colorado. The council's goal is to educate the general public about the benefits of wildlife and wildlife management specific to hunting and fishing, to really tell people and educate people about the benefits that hunting and fishing provide to the state.
Now, people probably have seen your work, even though they don't. A lot of them don't know who you are. I mean, we can go back to the original commercials. You guys you've tried to go out to the non-hunting and fishing public to tell them about these benefits. And I think that Hug a Hunter, Hug an Angler probably is one of some of the most memorable commercials you've done. But you're doing other things now. Kind of tell us what you're advertising and what your message, how you're getting your message out.
Absolutely, and you're totally correct there. The Hug a Hunter, Hug an Angler campaign was incredibly successful for us, nationally recognized, and we ran that for several years there, which the body of that campaign really kind of getting at just what it says there, that there is a level of gratitude to be had towards these hunters and anglers buying license fees, and those fees really paying back into so many different areas of Colorado. Currently, the council is running a new campaign now. It's called This is the Wild Life. And that campaign really speaks to the value shared by sportspersons, outdoor enthusiasts, and other Coloradans. The goal of the This is the Wildlife campaign is to broaden our reach and connect with the young adults who have little to no experience with hunting and fishing and engage them about hunting and fishing and why it's critical to wildlife management in Colorado. It's worth noting, go ahead, Terry.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Well, I wanted to add, too, I think the campaign ties together the wildlife that we have in Colorado being the wildlife that we enjoy so much. And Colorado truly has been founded on the spirit of freedom. And there's so many outdoor recreationists here, and that tying in that second part of the campaign being the wildlife that we all love and share here in Colorado, too.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. There's a value system and a cultural impact that outdoors, doing any activity outdoors, really brings. And there's a bonding when you share an outdoor experience that is very difficult to duplicate. Now, you also were going to start a pilot program. It's probably on hold now, but hopefully it'll get going soon. And that's you were going to start going to events and talking about the Wildlife Council and wildlife in Colorado. What's the status of that? Is that still on hold because of COVID?
You know, COVID's been very challenging with that portion. You know, for those that are unfamiliar, the council's 80% of what they do is a digital media campaign. And so that's always been our strong point. That's running really well still now through COVID. And this year we did add a new subset, being an outreach team, really looking to go engage with people in person and talk to people about hunting and fishing in person, trying to make that personal connection. And COVID, of course, has made that very very difficult for us to do now, but we haven't called in the dogs on that by any means. We're still seeking creative and alternative opportunities to reach out to people that may not be as involved in hunting and angling. And something that we're really now looking to others to help us with is now that we're limited in the engagement opportunities that we have, to really fall back on our hunters and our anglers to help us spread this message and to talk to maybe their non-hunter and angler friends and help, you know, educate them on the indirect benefits that they might receive from fees that come from hunting and fishing licenses.
Well, now the non-angler and the non-hunter that's out there might right now be saying to himself, well, why do I care about hunting and fishing? Those aren't activities. I'm probably never going to do them. They might. They just don't understand it yet. But they're sitting there going, what's really the benefit to me? Well, I'll give a – so we don't run out of time. I'll kind of – the North American model of supporting conservation and habitat management and game management has always fallen back on license fees and affinity groups. Usually the groups are hunters, Ducks Unlimited, the Turkey Federation, those type of groups. But the license fees and the fishing fees and hunting license fees are what fund Colorado's wildlife management. Very little money comes from sources like the general fund of the Colorado state. So, but everybody gets an advantage out of that, don't they?
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right there. 68% of the funds that go towards wildlife management and conservation programs do come from hunting and fishing licensees. And of course, the hunters and fishermen, they're getting those direct benefits from the use value of going out and hunting and fishing. But as Coloradans, we are all getting indirect benefits, whether that's an existence value of just having an elk herd up in the Rockies or actually going out and looking, wildlife viewing, birding, all of these activities to influencing property values are such a blessing to have from those fees.
Well, you're absolutely right. The habitat is maintained through those fees because that's people think hunting seasons are the main management tool and fishing seasons and limits, but really habitat management has a bigger impact, and everybody and every animal takes advantage of those habitats. If you're a hiker, a mountain biker, if you're, like you said, a bird watcher, you love to watch wildlife, or you just love walking the trails, you're going to take advantage of that. Now, I know you're trying to get the message out so people understand. Is there a way, we've only got a few seconds left, but is there a way a non-hunter and angler can participate or help?
Absolutely. You know, we're asking to tell your friends about us. Most importantly, tell those non-hunters, those non-anglers about where those license fees go and how they benefit them. For those non-hunters and non-anglers out there, we ask that you please, you know, look at our website. It's cowildlifecouncil.org. It's a great resource to look at all the different ways that fees from the licenses of hunting and fishing go where they go, and how they benefit wildlife conservation. That's a great start, is our website.
All right. Andrew, we are out of time, but we could talk so much more about this because I think the benefits of what hunting and fishing brings to our state and our country, even to the non-participants, is so great. Sometimes they don't realize the impact. But thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Growing up and still having fun.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.